Absolutely.
Trying to figure this all out.
For sure. Yeah, we just figured out that it's better if we actually look at each other while we're talking.
It is, because if you just stare straight ahead, it's kind of like, who am I talking to? But
we do too much together.
We do. We do a lot together. And this is just another one of our favorite things to share together is music. And we're very pumped to be able to bring that to all of you tonight.
Yeah, next up we have some Thrice coming up, which is my all-time favorite band, I would say.
Yep.
And I brought Andy into their fold as well. I've been listening to them since I was a wee lass. When Andy and I started dating, I drug him to some Thrice shows and converted him into being a believer.
And they're fantastic. They weren't just the kind of punk band I thought they were back in high school.
Yeah, they started out very, very, very punk.
Yeah.
Very like thrashy punk. And now what I really appreciate about Thrice is that they've kind of grown up with me.
Yep.
At this point.
Totally.
So each album that they've come out with at this point has been just right along par with where I'm at in life. And this album, Visu, is awesome through and through. Again, it's one of those albums that you can listen all the way through and enjoy everything. Mm-hmm. This song is it's a song that we used to sing to our daughter sometimes as a lullaby. So just bear that in mind as you're listening.
Yep.
And then after that, we're going to go into some Baroness, which is a song that, or a band that Andy introduced me to.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A little sludgier, getting a little heavier.
Yeah.
Cool band from Georgia.
Yes. And we've seen them live a good handful of times, and they're always amazing as well.
Yeah.
So if you ever see them coming to Minnesota, definitely try to see them.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's an experience.
But without further ado, this is Red Sky by Thrice.
Conspiring with midst of my own tongue.
Good evening. You are listening to After Dark on KAXC with your hosts, the Clockos. We just listened to Red Sky by Thrice and Oila by Baroness. And we have another set coming up that is going to be a little weird.
I'd say it's kind of a hard left turn.
I wouldn't say a hard left turn.
We've been promising people all week death metal, but we're going to hold off for a little bit longer.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, death metal is such a harsh
term. That's true. You got to ease into it.
So we're going to listen to the Beta Machines, The End. After that, it's going to be Tapping Fingers by Fever Ray. Now, if you're familiar with The Knife, which was quite popular in like the late 90s, early 2000s, this is one of the folks from The Knife in Fever Ray, and it's a good time. After that, we're going to have Pussifer. Telling Ghosts is the song by Pussifer, and Pussifer is an interesting band. It's headed up by Maynard James Keenan, which is also the author from Tool.
Yep, one of the main people in Tool and A Perfect Circle.
Yes. So Pussifer is their side project, which is always a blast to listen to. We've seen their shows a few times as well, and you're like not allowed to bring in phones or anything, and if you do, you will get kicked out.
We've seen it happen.
Yeah. Someone got so mad one time they pulled the fire alarm because they got kicked out. They were videoing, so we all had to evacuate in the middle of a of a show.
Yeah.
But they do like Mexican wrestling and
a lot of theatrics.
Yeah, it's intense. It's super fun. So we're gonna get into it.
Yep. So this is The End by The Beta Machine. We'll be right back.
Building a nest of pins, your head to rest on.
Alrighty, so you just heard Pussifer's Telling Ghosts. That's just a fun song.
I love that song.
Just slaps.
Yeah. As the youth say.
As the youth say. And so coming out of our, you know, little left-hand turn into some kind of alternate metal adjacent stuff, we're going to bring you right into some what I like to call gateway metal. One of my favorite bands ever is Mastodon. And their album Crack the Sky really got me hooked into, you know, more heavier music. Definitely hit the progressive roots of like my growing up with Pink Floyd and, you know, Rush and Yes and those kind of bands. So we're going to play you Oblivion from Mastodon, followed by Windhand, which is a sludgy band from some might call it stoner metal from Virginia, led by Dorothea, and she is absolutely the best. Met her a couple times, and she's saved our butts on tour before when I'm on the road. And another band out of Chicago called Resin. So here is Mastodon's Oblivion.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is KAXE After Dark with the Clockos. You just heard Indigo by Resin, a band out of Chicago that we saw a year ago, I think, with they're playing with Paul Bearer. That's another band we're going to listen to shortly here. And we thought they were weirdos because they brought a saxophone to a metal show. So
and the sax player was wearing like a Fox racing jersey.
It was a weird night.
Not your metal canon, you know?
Yeah. Before that, we had Windhand, Diablerie. I totally said that wrong.
Diablerie.
There we go. So. And then before that, it was Oblivion by Mastodon. Next up, we're going to dive right back into it with the Stargate Tablet 1 from Blood Incantation. Don't be frightened by that name. They are actually really nice dudes. And currently Andy's listening obsession. And then we're going to dive into Gojira, a French metal band, with their song Explosia. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. That was Explosia by Gojira from their L'Enfant Sauvage album. And before that was Andy's Dream. to do on KXE, the Stargate Tablet 1 from